25,000 on completed homes, or up to 15,000 when you build. Schedule an appointment at the sales center to tour a model home, explore the neighborhood, or chat with their team. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Sid from Ice Age. That's the one. I said it was from Madagascar.
Oh,
Sid from Ice Age is who it is.
Definitely.
That's who it is.
I more so agree with that.
Okay, you do agree with that one. All right, so
we
found the middle ground for Ashley. Let me say this about George, okay? I have never seen a conversation that makes less sense in my entire life than the Georgia fans that have texted us relentlessly every time Clemson loses, going, "Oh, I can't believe we're going to Neyland. Oh, did you see what Tennessee did to East Tennessee State? Give me a freaking break." This happens every year. Like, this is my question to the Georgia people, and not you old school, because I think this is a legitimate question. Have you ever watched your own team play at Tennessee? You murder Tennessee. Kirby Smart sends Josh Heupel a card on Son's Day, whatever that is. He sends him a gift card to Chuck E. Cheese on his birthday because he's his freaking dad. Kirby murders Josh Heupel every time. The last two times they went to Knoxville, 38-10. Remember that? That was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I picked that one. Oh, 9 points, too many. 9.5, 10, too many points. Tennessee's covering this. And Georgia was up like 24-0 before anybody turned the game on. 2021. Georgia goes to Tennessee, 41-17. They blow Tennessee out of the water. And you know something? It's time to go scorched earth on Tennessee, because y'all not fooling anybody, okay? Y'all not fooling anybody anymore. Your quarterback's not John Heisman or Peyton Manning or freaking Hendon Hooker or even Casey Clawson. It's Joey Aguilar. Your quarterback's Joey Aguilar. Every year. You know what? Week three in 2021, that was a team that Georgia beat 41-17. Do you know what they did week three? They beat Tennessee Tech 56-0. I can't believe we're playing at Tennessee. Did you see what they did to Tennessee Tech? 2023, they scored 45 on UTSA. They won 49-13 against a three-win Virginia. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Tennessee, did you see what they did? God, pull your pants up. Be a man. You're freaking Georgia. You murder Tennessee every time. I don't know what this game is, but I know what it's not. It's not a Tennessee win. I can promise you that. This Tennessee team, that Tennessee team? Are you kidding me? The Tennessee, look, my buddy calls plays at ETSU, okay? That was not a fair fight last week. Their quarterback is Cade McNamara. That was not a fair fight last week, all right? I don't care if Tennessee scored 173. They are not hitting 20 on Georgia. Like, I understand Georgia's like, oh, man, I can't believe we only scored 28 against Austin Peay. Well, wouldn't we all score 28 against Austin Peay if it meant Tennessee didn't know what they had? I mean, come on. The lack of confidence from the Georgia people is embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourselves, man.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
Pick up, knocked down.
Yeah, I just put it in the dock.
I'm $50. I don't even need 25. 25 is my one unit. 50. We're going 2 units on Georgia minus 3.5. It's absurd what's happening here. Absurd. Do you know what's craziest about this? I can't figure this out. Tennessee's top two corners are out. We don't have to wait till game time to figure that out. We know they're out. They're starting a freshman at corner. And as Georgia people, I don't know how we're going to move the ball. Well, against Tennessee's fourth corner? I'm going to tell you something right now. If Kirby Smart can't find passing yards against Tennessee's third and fourth corners, give it up. Just don't even recruit quarterbacks anymore. Just run the option. Don't even throw it. The lack of confidence. Absurd. Totally absurd. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who's up with us next. What's up, Jason?
I don't know how to follow that, Quok, but, you know, speaking of being a man, pulling your pants up, you know, as a proud Gen Xer, I will not stand for any Uma Thurman slander. I mean, real talk, I'm old enough, when I was at Clemson, Pulp Fiction played for 6 months straight at the Astro 3, baby. I mean, those are some of the most fun viewing experiences I've ever had in my life. And, hey, you know what? I don't know if you watched Dexter, but, man, I just finished up the latest Dexter season. She's on there. It's great to see
the
her.
The latest one?
And, you know, Dexter Resurrection.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to watch that. I got to get back in.
It's strong, Quok. It's strong. I mean, the last couple of reboots were not great, but they nailed it this season. You know, got Peter Dinklage in there. And you know what? Real talk. If you're looking at Uma's eyes, you're doing it wrong. But we'll stop there. Listen.
Earmuffs, Ashley. You know, that was not appropriate.
Speaking of psychology, I did find it interesting with Brent Key. I mean, it's got to be a fun part of being a coach. I mean, I guess in the wrong context, if you're saying manipulating the minds of teenagers is probably not a great thing. But, you know, we know these coaches put on a facade sometimes. If you look at our own Eric McLean, I didn't know if you were going to have him on this week. And shout out to Kelly Gramlich for the congrats for the addition to the Clemson family. So Eric and I'm drawing a blank. What's our girl from the ACC Network? Taylor.
Taylor Tannenbaum.
She steps in for Kelly, and they interviewed Brent Key. So, I mean, I'm guessing it's within like 24 hours of his press conference performance, and he couldn't be more nice. I mean, he's you know, affable. He's actually joking about pick plays in the end zone when he was playing against Dabo on Bama staff during the playoff run. So, I mean, it is funny, some of the psychology. That was definitely some performance art we saw at the press conference. But listen, you were talking about, you know, the ability to having a coordinator who's willing to run the ball. Because you're right. It's you see so many times, regardless of level, people talk about, okay, a 3-yard run in the first quarter turns into a 10-yard run in the fourth quarter. You know, it's a succession of body blows that breaks the dam eventually. And it's psychological as well. Look, obviously in 2023, we had to be the dirt raid because we didn't have any receivers other than a freshman Tyler Brown. And then last year we had the receivers, but then Moffa went down and we basically didn't have a run game. So I went back to 2022 TCU because obviously they had a great season and Garrett Riley had a full complement of what you would want his offense to be. A good veteran quarterback who was tough and a runner. He had wide receiving talent and he had two good running backs. So Quark, that year among Power 5 teams, TCU came in 19th out of all the Power 5 in terms of run game percentage. They ran the ball 54% of the time. And what I found interesting is this was not a situation like one of these Clemson juggernaut teams of 18 or 19 where you were blowing out people and then running in garbage time. If you remember that season, they had 7 one-score games. I mean, they were on, you know, living on a high wire. And actually, if you remember, that Big 12 championship game, which was a classic, they got stopped on fourth and goal in overtime. They tried to run it in and got stuffed, and then Kansas State kicked a field goal to win it in their possession. So I just found that instructive. I think under the right situation, Garrett Riley has shown that he will run the ball and go run heavy. But, you know, I'm like you, man, from – it's one of those things, again, with psychology. How do you take it? I saw that reel that showed basically, Clemson missed on 4 or 5 touchdown plays against Troy, and we all saw the tape from LSU. Does that give you more confidence moving forward that, hey, we just hit a couple of those? And let me give a shout-out to Bryant Wesco. He gave the Randy Moss hand signal, I'm open, about 3 different times in the Troy game where he had 2 touchdowns. He could have easily finished with 4 or 5 touchdowns if the proper play was made. But that'll be fascinating watching this game. But I had to get in because based on TCU's deep run, Garrett Riley, under the right circumstances when he has the personnel, is willing to go run heavy. So I hope that's something we see. I agree with you. We're going to have to see it against Georgia Tech because we know that they will possess the ball on their end.
That's right, Jason. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. One of the things that I'm saying about Georgia that, yesterday I said, I think Clemson's going to be better, and I'm giving them more benefit of the doubt than I'm giving anybody else. And I went home and I was like, you know what? That's a lie. That's not true because I am giving Georgia the benefit of the doubt because of what I'm almost totally ignoring what they have looked like so far. And I'm almost totally ignoring what Tennessee has looked like so far. And I'm looking at what Georgia and Tennessee have looked like playing each other every single time they played each other with these two coaches matching wits. And so I'm just foregoing the first 2 weeks of whatever nonsense Tennessee just runs up the score on everybody. I'm just foregoing all that. And I'm gonna actually believe what I've seen in the past. And for Clemson, I think there is an element of that as well, where you believe what you've seen in the past to some degree. Let's go to Skip from Georgia, who's up with us next. What's up, Skip?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Thanks for getting in.
Thanks for letting me get in. I kind of see Clemson and Georgia being similar in their matchups this weekend, and you definitely have some concerns, but given the individual matchup that they're having this weekend, I'm not particularly worried about either one of them. I'm not saying either one of them is going to run the table or win a national title. I think they'll be in that conversation at the end of the year. But in terms of Georgia, you know, again, this isn't the most dominant Georgia team that we've seen out of the gate in the last few years. But from a scheme perspective, I don't think that this is a great matchup for Tennessee, given what Heupel tries to do on offense and what Banks tries to do on defense. You know, I think that Heupel is really good at drawing up plays, but everything he does is, you know, an RPO disguise. You know, he might run a little inside zone, some jet options, or a little bit of power. But, you know, Georgia's going to run a 3-3 or a 3-2-6, and they'll throw everything at the dive. And then, you know, Tennessee will have to look at, you know, throwing the ball, and they'll have five guys, and Georgia will have six covering them. Again, I'm not saying that Georgia's going to, you know, run the table. But just in this particular matchup, you know, I'm not as concerned given the scheme and the history and what we've seen.
I agree with you, Skip. Like I say, I'm looking at when these two teams play. And the fact that, yeah, Tennessee dropped 70-plus, but they run up the score on all the FCS teams. Ben called them like Ole Miss Light or a poor man's Illinois. I can't remember exactly what he said. But
Ole Miss Junior.
Ole Miss Junior, that was it. Ole Miss Junior, that they're running it up against these early teams, and they get in conference play, and it's hard. It's really hard. You can't take anything from what Tennessee does in the non-conference. I looked it back. The last four times that Kirby has gone to Knoxville, Georgia has won by 24 or more points. But Tennessee's supposed to keep it within three? Like that, do people understand how wild a swing that is? I just can't. I agree with you, Skip. It's always a bad matchup. This time it's a bad matchup. The next time it's going to be the next eight times. It's going to be a bad matchup for Tennessee against Georgia. And Georgia loves to go and storm the field, storm into Neyland, and send the people home midway through the third quarter. That's what they do.
I think so. And you know, I don't think that it helps, you know, Tennessee's case, knowing that they've got both their starting corners out. And again, I'm not ready to say that, you know, Gunner will magically become Stetson Bennett and throw to A.D. Mitchell and Brock Bowers. But given what Banks is going to do on defense and the way that he plays quarters, I think that Kirby and even Bobo, God, I hate to say it, will be able to take advantage of, you know, some of the open windows that they find in the middle of the field.
Listen, I'm with you, Skip, 100%. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm 100% on Skip's page on this. I want the Georgia fans to feel like Skip, man. We've had enough barking on this station that for people to be quaking in their boots about playing Tennessee is just laughable. I don't get that. When we come back, some interesting Clemson basketball news broke, and we need to talk about it. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. If Clemson were playing a basketball tournament around Thanksgiving in a tropical paradise, you might need some Clemson tropical gear. And I understand that that's not happening this year, but potentially next year. If that were potentially happening, then you could outfit yourself at Tiger Sports Shop. They have great stuff for that. They have all kinds of great gear. They have great swim trunks, as it were, just, you know, for no reason. Go inside. There are two locations, downtown Clemson, Highway 123. If you go in Atlanta this week, get something new for yourself, for your family, for your car, for your tailgate at tigersports.com. Stay with us. We continue on in hour two next.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main, and Fountain Inn, 3085 Ellen Bridge Road. Online, ampmfarmsbutcherymarket.com.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue loan, the guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue loan that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Hey, Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Looking to make life simple and save money? Transfer your credit card balance to a Founders credit card and take advantage of their balance transfer rates as low as 2.99% APR. Plus, you'll pay no transfer fees. Now through September 30th, save more and stress less with this limited time offer. Promotional rate expires 6 months from the date of the transaction. Then effective APR of 13.25% to 17.90% will apply. For more details, visit foundersfcu.com/cc. Membership qualification required.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Spend your lunch every day with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. We promise, they'll save you a plate.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter that serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
Weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
We continue on here in hour two, Out of Bounds. William Quagamush and Ben Milstead. Ashley Zukowski sitting in with us as well, giving Carson Beck doppelganger advice. That's really good.
We're done talking about this. Ruthless over here.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. This hour brought to you by our friends at Underdog Fantasy. I took the night off from Underdog. I told you I took an absolute beating in the NFL this weekend, but I feel like I've got a good head on my shoulders. You know, I feel like I'm ready to get back in the saddle tonight. I've got some good Brave stuff for you later. Some good Brave stuff. Well, it might be good. We'll see what kind of mood everybody's in tonight. I'm just gonna throw this out there. Jameson Taillon is on the bump for the Chicago Cubs. Jameson Taillon has been throwing really well, but you know what? Jameson Taillon's not been doing striking out anybody. So you throw a little lower on Jameson Taillon strikeouts, and Chris Sale is back, Ben.
Wait, what?
Chris Sale is back.
Who does he play for now, Quag?
Yes. Give me another Chris Sale start, baby. I'm going higher on Chris Sale strikeouts, lower on Jameson Taillon strikeouts, and we're all going to have a good time. That's what I'm going with.
How many innings? Is he not going to be on a pitch count tonight?
I don't know. He threw 92 pitches against Seattle on Friday.
Yeah.
Sale did. So I'm thinking he's probably full go. He struck out 9, too. Like I said, higher and lower, baby. We're back in the saddle.
That shows you where the Braves have been with me. I didn't even realize he was back.
You know what? You can take advantage of this brand new information by downloading the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Ben, we do have some breaking news. Breaking tonight, an East Coast college basketball team will be making their way to the beautiful Maui Gym Invitational next November. NBC News correspondent Brian Williams is live in Clemson, South Carolina, with more of the story. Clemson is in the Maui Invitational. It's now the Maui Gym Invitational, which is just beautiful branding cohesion right there. They're no dummies. With a really good field. First time in, 27 years? 28 years, I guess, next year, since Clemson was last in the Maui Invitational. I think this is big news. Pretty good affirmation for Brad Brynell's program. I like it. You going?
I may. I didn't know what the, you know, I found out about this back in the summer, and you got to keep that on the down low. I didn't know if that was a weekend tournament, because if it was a weekend tournament, I probably would not be. But it is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday tournament, the 23rd, 24th, 25th. So maybe making the trip. Hope so.
Here's the rest of the field, Ben. It's a good field. Arizona, BYU, Colorado State, Ole Miss, Providence, VCU, Washington.
That is a good field.
It's a good field.
Yeah.
That could be 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, that could be 7 NCAA tournament teams.
Be over there with Tony Castricone at Washington?
Yeah.
See Tony again? That'd be nice.
Love that. That guy's doing big things out there. You think Chris Beard's going to be at Ole Miss for that? Or is he leaving?
That's what I was wondering, too.
Oh, man. Can you imagine Chris Beard in Maui for 3 days?
Where? Oh, yeah. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
I mean, if the shoe fits, man. We did not talk about this year's schedule release.
Yeah, that's the bigger news, actually.
That is the bigger news.
The ACC did finally release their schedule.
Whew. Not a moment too soon.
I know. And it is there's always that stretch in there. It is, at first glance, in my estimation, quite a bit more difficult than this past season. The travel schedule this past year was just as good as it has been in a number of years. Not as much this year, and a lot of bouncing around. How do you want to do this, Quark? Now the non-con has been out a good while.
Can I tell you, these are the games that I'm excited about in the non-conference. I guess people have just sort of slept on it. They're at Georgetown. This is the day after the Louisville game on Saturday, November 15th. They're at Georgetown. They are in the Charleston Classic against West Virginia and either Georgia or Xavier. That's fun. They are at Alabama again. There's 50,000 teams in this league. Clemson keeps playing Alabama.
Yeah, by the way, the Charleston Classic, TD Arena down there, is a great place to watch basketball. And for these holiday tournaments, I mean, I'm not blowing smoke when I say this. That is a really good one.
It's hard to find places that are good locales where the arena is also good to watch a game, you're talking about.
And it's a good size, too. Right. And you can we've been to some where it's just a big arena and there's 2,000 people in a 10,000-seat arena. That's not always fun. In Charleston, the school really supports it. It's a nice arena. It's loud. I enjoy that Charleston trip.
This is my sense of this, and they also play BYU. We've talked about that game up in New York and MSG. They play Cincinnati and Greenville, which is nice. I think there might be a South Carolina women's game in conjunction with that. I don't know. There's something going on in Greenville that day where there's a bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of stuff going on Sunday, December 21st.
In the non-con, and this is a bit unusual, Clemson plays in Washington, D.C., Charleston, South Carolina, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and New York. Don't normally have that much travel in the non-con, but I mean, that's good. I like that. That's good for your program to do that.
That's right. And it's also, you know, I don't mean it this way, but like, it's a little harder to draw. Brad Brynell's actually said it's a little harder to draw home crowds in November if it's not paired with a football game because there's a million other things going on. People haven't fully turned the page. And so it's an opportunity to go play people. And, you know, you get donors on the plane and go into some, you know, to different places and you're treating them right. I mean, it ends up being a win-win-win for everybody. It is interesting. Six different teams in that Greenville Winter Invitational. It is Clemson, Furman, South Carolina men are in there. For some reason, I thought it was women. Clemson, Furman, South Carolina, East Carolina, Stephen F. Austin, and Richmond are all in this tournament, according to what I'm looking at. In fact, I think Richmond got swapped out for Cincinnati. I think that's how Cincinnati got in there. That was a release. Anyway, bottom line. Big deal in Greenville coming up around Christmas as well. In terms of the conference slate, you talked about it. The travel schedule is not great. I think it is a pretty decent on-ramp in terms of the strength of schedule. Like, I don't think they're out the gate with, like, sledgehammers. But I think at the end, it's a tougher finish. That's kind of my read on the schedule if things go the way that I'm expecting. What are your thoughts on the conference slate?
Oh, I think the non-conference schedule's plenty tough enough.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. 100%. I just the way I mean it is like their first six conference games at Syracuse, at Pittsburgh, SMU, at Notre Dame, Boston College, Miami. Of those six teams, how many of those teams we feel sure are making the tournament or like are going to be in the conversation, bubble conversation?
Yeah, well, I don't know yet what anybody has. So, you know,
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I would say like maybe one of those.
About time to start doing that homework. Yeah, maybe. I tell you, in conference schedule, opening on the road at Syracuse and at Pitt back to back is maybe not the best in the world. That is, Syracuse is either December 30th or 31st. And then Pitt on January 3rd. So it's a whole lot going on right there in a, you know, you got to be ready right out of the gate. The travel to Pitt's no big deal. Syracuse is a little further, obviously. But, you know, Clemson's had great success playing at Pitt. But anytime you go play in the Carrier Dome or JMA Wireless Dome now, as it's called, That's always tough. I don't care what kind of team Syracuse has.
In the first half of the conference schedule, Ben, I think that is their toughest game, is at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Notre Dame has not been kind to Clemson either, and that's for whatever reason. I don't really know why.
It's the inverse of Pitt. Like you said, like Clemson just always wins at Pitt regardless. Clemson always struggles at Notre Dame. You're right about that. And I don't know why that is. They do have a West Coast trip in early February. That they're going to have to contend with. I think the toughest game that you have in the West Coast road trip is the game when you come back. And particularly if you're coming back after Saturday, February 7th, you're taking a red eye or something, and there's a February 10th or 11th window on the next game at home against Virginia Tech. If that game is on February 10th, I would be a little worried about a hangover there. I can remember when softball and baseball both were out on the West Coast. Softball played on Tuesday coming back, and baseball played Wednesday. And you could tell that softball still was getting reacclimated. And baseball, you could also tell it, but they benefited from the extra day. So I think anytime you could get an extra day coming back across the country, it's beneficial. At Duke, February 14th, happy Valentine's Day. This is the close, and this is what I'm talking about. The end of this schedule is very difficult, in my opinion. You are at Duke, at Wake, Florida State at home, Louisville at home, at North Carolina, and then Georgia Tech at home, which I feel confident that Nathan George is going to suit up for Georgia Tech, even though he plays for Syracuse now. I feel confident he is coming back. He's going to put on that jersey. He's going to go for 30, 15, and 7 with one turnover, and it's going to be double overtime. He's going to play all 50 minutes. I feel good about that. That close is tough, Ben.
Wait, you mean they don't play Duke, North Carolina back to back?
They don't. They do play.
They must have missed that one.
They do play Louisville and then at North Carolina. They do that. No Monday games this year for Clemson either.
No Monday games. You don't have to go to Louisville. You don't have to go to NC State. Those are two of the notable ones there for sure.
I
don't go to SMU this year.
I would say it is a tougher part of the reason it's a tougher conference schedule is because like NC State is going to be better and Miami is going to be like some of it is just because teams are going to be better. I think Syracuse is a little bit better.
Don't go to Miami. Don't go to Virginia Tech. Don't go to Florida State.
That's right.
God, first, I can't remember the last time we didn't go to Florida State.
Oh no. Whatever will we do without the trip to Florida State? All right.
So anyway, that's men's and women's schedules are both out now. You can see them on ClemsonTigers.com if you want to peruse that.
The women have some weird road games. I'm already clocking those. I'm preparing the weird flights. The women play at Furman, at Mercer, and at Chicago State this year. I can't wait to ask questions. Stay with us. Hour two of the program continues. More college football talk. You got questions about the basketball schedule? We'll answer those, too, right after this. Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Dono Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action.
Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it? Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/power. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires for my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Fiori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at EverlonLiving.com.
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
me tell you about a new sponsor here, relatively new sponsor here on the show, IMS, Industrial Motor Service. They have been supporting the Upstate for over 35 years now. Doug, the owner, actually worked there since he was 18 years old and then eventually bought the company. And it is family to him, and he treats his employees and his customers like family. Industrial Motor Service, they power everything from clean water to package goods to everyday essentials. Manufacturing lines use electric motors really for everything. And they are experts in electric motors, in pumps, and in gearboxes. They also know that when you have an outage, a motor goes down, a lot of times your entire line goes down and you can't wait for 2 days to get back up. That's why they have 24/7 support and service. They can come to you. They can get you back up faster than anyone in the Upstate. And the other thing, too, is a lot of times a motor goes out and you think you have to just replace it. They rebuild some enormous motors and saves you the owner there a ton of money by doing that. You don't always have to replace. You can also repair, and they can do both of those. They have been in the Upstate since 1989 and really are relied on by lots of different manufacturing plants and all across the Upstate. It is Industrial Motor Service. Check out their website at industrialmotorservice.com, industrialmotorservice.com, and keep them in mind when you have any kind of issue, again, with motors, pumps, gearboxes, IMS, industrialmotorservice.com.
654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join us, 654-7627.
We were talking about the basketball schedule there, Kwok. One thing, the unintended consequence of continuing to stretch out the football season, and listen, more football the better. I'm in that camp. But I do hate the fact that a lot of it comes at the expense of basketball in terms of fan engagement and support and just overall attention. Clemson basketball is going to play 19 games before college football ends this year. And women's basketball is going to be even more than that. You're playing basketball from November 3rd until March 7th. And that's just the regular season. If you're in postseason, I mean, you're going to April. And it is truly a two semester sport now. And I just hate that you're going to be, again, 19 games into your schedule before some fans flip the page from college football to college basketball. I don't know what you do about it. I do think you could start the schedule a little bit later. And I would be in favor of that. You know, make March Madness April Madness. I mean, really no reason not to. But anyway, they're not going to listen to me. But I do basically 2/3 of your games before football ever ends.
I was going to ask you, I mean, it just feels like if everybody's playing more games, that there's going to be more crossover. I mean, I agree with you about making March Madness April Madness. You know, my thought, and this is not an original thought, but this is sort of what a lot of the northern, and I think the very rational and thoughtful baseball and softball coaches are suggesting, is pushing the start of that sport into like a month,
uh-huh,
and utilizing July. I mean, what? There's nothing. I know it's because the academic calendar ends in June. Like, I understand it. But why do we not utilize July? It doesn't make any sense. There's literally nothing going on in July. These athletes are on campus year-round anyway. It doesn't make any sense why we wouldn't utilize July for baseball, softball. Now, for people who, like, are working again, event management and stuff, July's a good vacation time. For us here, July's a good time to be having vacations. So I understand that, too. But if you stretch that out a little bit, you could push basketball a little bit, and you're basically, instead of having an 11-month athletic calendar, which is what we have right now, you have a 12-month athletic calendar where you can push basketball a little bit and you push baseball, softball a little bit, and it cuts down on that overlap. And I think it creates bigger crowds at baseball softball, too, because half the baseball softball season isn't played in parkas. Like, you know, it's not 50 degrees at first pitch for half your season.
That helps. Yeah, it does. One thing I would point out about the basketball season, too, I'm just trying to do some double-check my numbers here. You do have – you mentioned they don't play a Monday. They don't play a conference Monday on that big Monday, but they do have a couple of non-con Mondays. In fact, the season opener is on a Monday. There's also – Friday, November 7th is a Friday night basketball game before a Saturday football game. So hopefully that helps bring crowd out, and I'm sure that's why it was scheduled that way. And then I believe, yeah, November 21st. No, okay, they're on the road there. Disregard that. Seems like there was another one. There were two. I was thinking there were two Fridays. Might be wrong about that.
Let me see.
It's hard to flip back and forth.
Oh, you know what? I was like, I'm not seeing any of this. I'm on the.
They play at home. They play in Little John before the South Carolina game, but that's obviously in Columbia.
That's right. They have exhibition. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe Friday, that was what it was.
October 17th. Yeah, let me see. I'm trying to look at it now. Yeah, there's three of them. If you're not counting the exhibition. In the last, we got Will Vannevort coming at the top of the hour. Let me ask you this: this is a broad question. Is there any other team? You might say no. I said it yesterday. I have a couple. Is there any other team that you are doing what I said people might be inclined to do with Clemson this week, and what I'm doing with Georgia? That I don't care what I've seen so far, I am just going to give you a blind benefit of the doubt that you are going to fix it and that the hand-wringing and stuff is overblown. Do you have a team? It could be a game in our contest. It could be another team, whatever. Is there anybody else that you feel that way about after the first 2 weeks?
Give me that question again.
So,
sorry, I was a little distracted.
No, it's okay. So what I said I might do with Clemson and what I've done with Georgia is basically just throw out everything I've seen so far and assume that they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I certainly feel that way with Georgia. I already have my picks in. I did kind of compare those to the SP Plus, like I compare against a lot of stuff, and I just. Because I'm curious what the metrics say, which leans Tennessee actually pretty heavily in this game. So I'm going against that. The other one, it leans heavily for Texas A&M. I don't know how. It leans towards Texas A&M. Heavily might be an exaggeration. I think Notre Dame is a very good team.
Uh-huh.
But all of a sudden, the world's gone silent on Notre Dame. And as I said, after week one, I felt better about Notre Dame after seeing them in a loss than I did before the game started.
How could you feel better about Texas A&M given, like, they gave up over 20? Again, and this is where I'm not giving Texas A&M the benefit of the doubt. They gave up over 20 points to UTSA and Utah State. Why am I going to feel better about them than Notre Dame exactly? Why do I – again, that's one where I'm going to lay them in the contest because why do I think that Texas A&M is going to keep this game within a touchdown? There's been questions about Marcel Reed's health already this year.
Yeah, and I think Texas A&M is a good coach. I mean, a good team with a great coach. I mean, I truly do. But, you know, Notre Dame's only played one game, which does hurt them a little bit. And it was a loss. So you hadn't heard jack about Notre Dame. And now Texas A&M going in there seems to be sort of the trendy pick. And I just don't get it. I guess those are people who have not seen Notre Dame play in South Bend.
Ben, there's another team that I'm doing this for. And this is going to shock people. It's really going to shock people. This is another game where the spread has been bet down quickly this week. then I am giving the benefit of the doubt to South Carolina. Now, I don't know what that means for the Vanderbilt game this weekend, but here's what I'm going to say. The Old Dominion game last year, South Carolina did not look good. The at-Kentucky game, they did, but we know that's Kentucky. I'm going to almost throw that out. Week three was the LSU game, which is one of the best games that South Carolina played all year. In 2023, not good against North Carolina. They played Furman, and then it was the Georgia game where they led at the half in game three. This is Shane Beamer becoming who they're going to become in week three. And I think there's a lot of people going, well, let's look at the common opponent with South Carolina, which I think you should do. I don't think you should throw out the fact that they both played the same team and Vandy absolutely eviscerated Virginia Tech. They might have fired Brent Pry, spiritually fired Brent Pry last week. But I also think that it's fair to say that South Carolina does start real slow out of the gate every year, and this is when they start to pick it up. So I'm going to give them at least a little. Again, I don't know what I'm going to do this week yet with this game, but there's a lot of people going, how in the world is it? Vandy should be favored. And I'm going, now wait a minute. This is what South Carolina does. We have to look at the historical trends here a little bit.
Yeah, those people are right. I mean, if you just looked at it analytically, Vanderbilt should be favored. I tend to be in your camp here. South Carolina's just going to figure out a way to get it done. And they've looked great at times, but they've also looked like poo at times in both of their games, they being South Carolina. So they certainly going to have to put it together. And one thing that did impress me about Clark Lee and Vanderbilt was that Virginia Tech, they did not panic, and it felt like they got better throughout the game. And then they just put Virginia Tech away in the second half. I mean, it's like it was a neck and neck race for a while, and then they just slowly pulled away. South Carolina's going to have to play a more complete game.
I would agree with that 100%. We'll talk about that more in Hour 3. Willie V is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.